Yeah, yeah. BattleClubGaming.com. The Boom Podcast. Staccato. Y'all Yizzle. Stella King, what up?
Rifle cleaning, switching lanes, two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. Yeah. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go. Some will call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They look a so I'm switching up. Another battle when the digits is missing all of these disses. My trigger finger is itching. The M98V bipodic with a 12-time scope. Bullet five plastic tanks, passion man hit you in the throat. Watch it choke while the homie Don take your partner's dog tags. Play my position, spotted him. Now franchise hit him with that shotgun precision. The squad's finished, respawn for another ass kick. Rifle gleaming, switching lanes, two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go. Some will call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They're looking for a
sniper,
so I'm switching up.
Yo,
check my style, switch it up. P90, rush the door, spray the people laying on the floor. This is a war. Poppy ride through tank, bumping like a Wu track. Watch your back, that man got C4, but he bucked by the ice storm. DMA team, snipe you, leave you torn. Name a spawn, beacon, spot radar. We about to charge, hit the MCOM, loaded up. Enemy showing up, born chopped the motor down. Now it's blowing up. This is squad tactics, moving like a unit. A world oil machine, a battlefield's dream. Points from the spots, racking up. Every time my riders intervene, dismantling your team. That's when they thought they had me stellar. Roll up on the scene with them UK cats. But terror went stealth, stuck a knife in your back. Everybody screaming, where's he did? He roll killed you with the Amtrak. How you like that? Rifle gleaming, switching lanes. Two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. Yeah, they can't leave me, the game need me. But the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go. Someone call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for my
sniper,
so I'm switching up.
Recon.
Wow, that song just gets me amped up every time I hear it. What, Disturbed, don't you just get amped up when you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. It just gets, who's listening to football loud?
It's not loud. I'll turn it all the way down. Okay, there we go. Sorry.
Whoa. That clown right there.
No more noise, is it?
That clown is C-Gamer.
What's up?
If it's not the fan, it's football.
Or the lawnmower. Oh, my God. Oh, man, you sit too close to stuff, I tell you. I am Franchise 254, and as always, here with me, we've already said, Mr. Disturbed Poppy.
What up, what up?
And a young man who likes to sell all of his stuff on eBay so he can get cash to buy a nice expensive set of headphones. Pantera. What the hell was that?
Wow.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
No, oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, up, pretty good, man. I thought you'd come out like a normal person and be like, hey.
No, that would
Yowza.
Be too boring.
I mean, I'm going to start calling you Fozzie Bear. You know who Fozzie is, right?
Okay, Kermit.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah.
Clown.
He's funny.
Anyway, all right. So this is the Battlefield Zero Tolerance Podcast where we talk about Battlefield. We live Battlefield. We love Battlefield. And we give you news, notes, and I believe it's funny. To me, it's funny. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say it's funny. So, I mean, let's get on our way, man.
Special guest, C-Gamer 48.
Man, we already talked about you. Sit down, clown. Man. What is that, like four clowns for me already?
Yeah.
I think so.
See,
might be a new record.
I've been hanging around with Disturbed a little bit too much.
Yeah.
That's the sentiment on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, people are now clowns to me. Do something stupid, you will be called a clown. I tell you. Oh man, the shotgun has been put up way too long. It has. So tomorrow,
it's collecting dust.
No, it don't collect dust. It's been getting cleaned. It's just been sitting up for a little bit. So tomorrow, this will be Monday the what? The 24th.
Fourth.
The shotgun will be out again. The knife will be out again. And hopefully I'll be in some kind of tank adventure, you know, riding around with Poppy. You know, something.
Getting yelled at.
No, I don't get yelled at.
Fix the tank. Fix.
Well, if you get out and fix it as soon as he tells you to, you don't have to hear that shit.
I would have thought that by now people would already realize that as soon as you get hit once, you know, you got to jump out and start fixing it. Oh, of course, C-Gamer, you do everything right.
Or apparently, if you get in a tank before Disturbed, you got to jump out. If
you committed a bro violation, sir. How dare you?
No, I got there first. You committed a bro violation.
No,
asking somebody to get out.
No, you give it to the tank.
No,
master.
I'm counter bro violation.
Counterproductive. Oh,
I went and made some kills.
I was reading on Twitter, it was like Disturbed rage quit because I took the tank.
Oh no,
he rage quit because of his ISP.
Dude, I was having so many problems last night with my freaking connection. Wasn't even funny. I don't know what was going on. I mean, and it was happening. It was all day yesterday. It wasn't today because I got some matches in today. And everything was fine today. But yesterday, I would play for about 2 minutes, no problems. And then all of a sudden, what the hell is that in the background? Now I'm hearing like a giggling.
I don't know.
Somebody has a girl giggling somewhere. It's not over here.
It's not over here either.
Might be Pantera.
We definitely know it's not at C Gamer's place. So the only one it could be is Pantera.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. This is starting off.
I love you, C Gamer.
Gamer starts out with football. Yeah. You know, first and 10. And then we got Pantera tickling somebody. What the fuck is next?
So, I would play for about 2 minutes, no problems. And then all of a sudden, for like 15 seconds, I'm in a tank or if I'm just running. And next thing you know, I'm going backwards. My tank turns 180. And it would just happen for that period of time. And then it would just like normalize. The connection would normalize. I would play for like another 2 minutes, no problems. And then, bam, it just hit again. And it was just like that all day yesterday. Today, I reset everything. I reset my modem. Checked my connections. Everything was fine. And there was just no problems. Maybe it had something to do with the storm we had yesterday. Or maybe Comcast was trying to throttle me.
I think there's something going on with all of the cable internet companies. Because a lot of people have been complaining about that. So
could be that too. But had a ton of great matches this entire, 2 weeks since the last show. Just a lot of great gaming with Descent, Pantera. You know who we got to get, and I hope he gets the premium? Got to get SpongeBobby's on there. I played one map with him, and that dude just had me cracking up laughing. He, you know what? I heard the burrito show today, and he, I guess like his – I don't want to say his motivation for Battlefield 3 has kind of like – or comes and it goes. But I'll tell you one thing. Whether that dude knows – whether he plays good or not, everybody needs a SpongeBobby's in their clan just to keep everybody loose. He was just cracking me up laughing the other day. I think he said he was going to get the premium soon.
Yeah,
not mistaken.
He was saying that he wanted it, but he wasn't sure about it.
Spongy, cuz, do me a favor. Please get it so you can game with us all the time. We need you on that server. Everybody needs a SpongeBobbies on their server just to keep everybody laughing. And, you know, it was a great time. Pantera, me and him going back and forth like two little old ladies. who else? Let's see. I had Albino in there. KPG was filling it up. Thanks to them. We had that server buzzing yesterday.
Oh, I jumped in and you were having a pretty interesting conversation with Boo Boo and Border Brother.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that their TVs are, from what Rudy said, both their TVs are together. So if I put them on different squads, it's kind of hard. It kind of defeats the purpose because, you know, she can see where he's at if she's going to go after him. And he can see where she's at if he wants to go after her.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, oh, you're going to put them on the other side. And I was like, well, can they see each other's TVs?
Yeah, from what Rudy said, he said that you can. Well, they're right next to each other, so they can definitely see where they're at. So it's better to just – I just don't like putting them on the other team because, you know, they're part of the community. And, you know, I want them to feel – I want them to kick ass on our side, not always going up against us.
Rudy likes to – he likes to play the game. It doesn't matter if it's on one side or the other. I've even seen him jump to the other side just to play against us. I've noticed that. Rudy's cool as a fan. Rudy, man, we got to get together, dude. We got to work this out, man. We got to get you on the show. We got to get you on the show.
Definitely. And speaking of getting people on the show, the only thing that I'm going to reveal to the masses is I've been quiet on Twitter for a while. I'm not going to mention anything. No spoilers, no nothing. But this past week, I've been pretty quiet on Twitter. And I'm just letting everybody know that we got some good shit coming to you guys. We got some good shit coming. So I'm just setting things up, playing a little back and forth kind of stuff with some people. And, you know, pretty soon, very soon, I mean very, very soon, you're going to have the BCT announcing some good shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, big step for our podcast real soon.
Yeah. Yep. And, do you guys remember on the last show when I was telling you guys about my buddy Calevra, 0007, how he had that challenge going?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mr. Calevra, 0007, got in touch with me the other day. And, eat it and ask for this. I'm doing this for him. I've gamed with him. He's just a cool dude. I love playing with him and his guys. You know, a lot of their guys are real cool. okay, that 800, all I'm going to say is this. Gamer Mads and Sony has now stepped in as sponsors.
Oh, wow. Snap.
That challenge has now jumped up to grand prize $3,000.
To beat this this clan?
Go to – he told me the website, but I told him that I gave him the shout-out last week for it, but I'm going to put it out there again. Oh, I'm in the wrong thing, of course. All right, if you guys are hardcore, you know – because I know that we get a lot of people that listen to the show. And if you guys have like a little clan and you guys think that you're all that, which is great. I mean, you know, I'm not knocking you guys. Go to calevrachallenge.com and you'll have all the information that you need if you want to join in this tournament that they're having. But yes, this is becoming big now. They got Sony involved as a sponsorship, and Gamer Mads, which I apologize. I want to give you guys a shout out, but I've never heard of yous before, but I'm going to put yous out there anyway. Mm-hmm. Gamer Mods is the other sponsor, which is great. I think anybody, you know, companies like this, when you do that, I think that is really cool, especially when you're doing it for the gaming community. I'm all for that. So they have stepped up, and now that $800 has become $3,000. And that may even go up. Who knows? The challenge hasn't started yet, I believe.
What is the Kalevra? How do you say that? How do you spell
it? Yeah, I can spell it out for you if you need it, buddy. All right. It is K-E-L-E-V-A. Well, hold on. K-E-L-E-V-R-A.
All right.
Challenge.com.
Okay.
So check it out. And he told me, when was it? Friday? I think it was Friday. He told me that he told me about the sponsors that they got on there. As soon as I saw the sponsors, I was like, holy shit. This is okay. So you guys are going big time now.
Wow. And
now up to $3,000.
It has I went on some website, battlefieldinformer.com. At Clever Battlefield 3 will soon be doing an awesome Battlefield Deathmatch challenge for PS3 owners. Winning team members take home Turtle Beach PX5 wireless headsets.
Boo.
I don't know. I actually have a pair of those, and they're all right. I mean,
they're not the greatest in the world.
Yeah. Turtle Beach, you know.
Turtle Beach has some good headsets. I give them that. I think the PX21s or the DPX21s were probably their, you know, bread and butter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I just brought up his tweet. Thanks again. Update. Total prize is now at $3,000 value. Thanks to Sony and Gamer Mod sponsorship. Sponsorships. Plural.
Yeah, I'm working on a little something myself.
I mean, shit, $3,000 value? For a tournament? And now Game Informer's in on this?
No.
Who was it?
No, there was a forum post about the challenge, whatever. It was battlefieldinformer.com or something like that.
Oh, okay. So it's another.
I'm on the website now, the one you gave out, so.
Yeah. That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad at all. I would say they should come over to the BZT server. Do a little something.
Well, we did have Zitterzap, who's from Anonymous Squadcast. He jumped on our server also. He's another cool dude. Love gaming with him. Congratulations. He also had him and his wife had a baby. So, but I mean, you know, the BZT server is becoming pretty popular now. You know, I just don't get how I still have to kick some clowns. I have it written really, really big, you know, that if you're gonna glitch, I'm gonna ban you. But yet these tools just continue to keep doing it.
And it's funny because I've gone in. I mean, y'all don't know that I go in and I look at stuff. And I have another name that a lot of people don't know that I have on PlayStation. And I go in and I play a little bit here and there. But I'm also an admin in the server under that name. And I actually go in and I look. And I've seen, like, countless names. It's just like, man, this dude's a clown. This dude's a clown. It's like, ban, ban. One day it was like 5 bans. And then the next day it was like 12. And I'm like, good God, these guys are coming out of the woodworks to do this shit.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to tie franchise just because I know that if we see the one thing I just want everybody to know is that, and I stress this all the time, and even when, like last night, we have, you know, out, it was a packed house last night. Pantera, you were there. You know, I let everybody know, and it was probably like 6 of us, and then there was like another 6 just, you know, randoms. And then they had their 12. you know, I let everybody know, guys, just have fun. You know, don't be a douchebag. Treat everybody with respect. Let's just have a good time. Let's just kick ass. But I think having too many admin rights is going to get our ban list filled, because I've only banned like 3 or 4 people. We're now up to 12 on that list.
I've only banned one person.
Okay. I checked yesterday, and I don't know how, because I haven't banned that many people.
I haven't banned anybody.
What's that?
I haven't banned anybody.
Okay, so I don't know who's going on there. You know, I know that there's like 20 people in there who have admin rights. I think we're going to have to cut that list down to like us. Because when you give that many, you know, admin rights, anybody can go in there and they can ban anybody. And because you're at work during the day, I'm at work during the day. Pantera, you're – what do hippies do out in California during the day?
I work.
To this day. But anyway, like, I don't know what
– He's camping in California.
Oh, well, yeah, he's camping. Yeah. I love Pantera.
With a bag of wieners.
Oh, man, that was funny when
you
said that.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't like that, because when I saw the list yesterday, I was like, holy crap.
We have like, that many people.
All these people.
We have that many people with admin rights?
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been more than 6.
I didn't know we had that many people.
It shouldn't have been more than 6.
No, there's a bunch of people on there with admin rights, and I'm like, wow, this is too many people. To get rights to. I think it just needs to be us three in the show, and that's it.
But that's just
an opinion. You know, we could deal with it afterwards, but I don't want to get the reputation, because you quickly build that. You can quickly build the reputation of, you know, banning people, and the next thing you know, DICE will send us a message saying, you know, you need to get rid of some of these people on your ban list, because we're starting to get, you know, a report. I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know what steps they go through to verify this. Or I'm sure that they have access to all this stuff. I mean, it's theirs. So I don't want to get that reputation at all. Just the only thing that I ask is that when you come on our server, you can use all weapons, respect everyone. You need to respect everyone. This is an adult-owned server, so we don't like to deal with douchebag little kids, you know, who are going to, you know, think that they're something that they're not in their mother's basement. You know, just go on there.
Yeah, one community member, that's albino. You let him in there. I mean, why is he allowed?
Wow.
I had to say that.
Wow, you know he's at home with his iPhone 5 sitting there listening to this right now.
That's cool.
He's probably going to call.
What's going to do? Beat me up with his pink T-ball bat or something? I mean,
let me say this, franchise. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off, and then I'll shut up so that you guys can talk for a little bit. With all fairness, the gamer albino at least still plays. KPG. So,
wow.
I you know, because he could come back to you with this stuff. I'm just putting it out there, bro. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, bro. But, you know. So.
The bus right, just so, ran over your fucking head. Crunch. The hell? All right.
No, I like messing with albino. So it's fun.
They're like the two little brothers that you just want to kick them both in the nuts. They say, shut the hell up and sit down.
Smack together.
They fight over a cookie. It's my cookie. No, it's my cookie. No, it's my cookie. I'm going to lube the cookie up. Oh, no, I'm going to hit you with a T-ball cookie. You know, it's little brothers. But no, okay, let's get back on track here a little bit. We got some news. Pantera, you got news over there for anything?
Anything to share? It's pretty light on the Google alerts as far as Battlefield 3.
Ah.
All right, I'll bring this up. October 9th, Rush, C-130. Anybody see what Gustav Helling has tweeted?
No, what's that?
Big news. We are looking into a major change in Armored Kill Rush in the next server update, October 9th, based on community feedback.
Yeah, well, it's impossible to defend in Rush on the Armored Kill because of the AC-130. Just keeps killing everybody who's trying to defend at the box. Because you know exactly where to shoot at with the AC-130, and you just keep shooting the box, and he... Anybody who tries to disarm it, just keep shooting the box. It's crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
I have yet to get killed by an AC-130. And that's it's a step easy. Out of.
It's easy to kill people when they're on the ground running on foot.
Oh,
but,
of course.
But in the tanks, you got to lead those vehicles, and it's difficult. It's not... They're not going to hand those kills to you because it really could. They really could have made it really easy to destroy vehicles, but I'm glad they didn't.
Well, a C-130 isn't a vehicle killer anyway. It's not up there to you know take out vehicles.
Yeah,
it's actually a transport plane, but you know, hey, it is what it is. They turn it into a gunship.
Tell us the ins and outs of the AC-130 in real life franchise.
I've only been inside one. And it's a big cargo plane. That's all it is.
Well, why do they have all the guns on it then?
For defense. But see, that's a modified version of a C-130.
Yeah, this is game you're talking about as opposed to real life.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were all just like Call of Duty. With thermal ops and blowing up terrorists.
No.
Yeah, you watch too much Hollywood. But that's all that you guys have out there.
I'm pretty much they have, you know, thermal.
I live in the SF Bay Area. I don't live in L.A.
You live near Travis Air Force Base. Go out there and see.
I lump all you guys together.
It's kind of close. It's still... Little ways.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes to an hour from.
It's in Fairfield.
I believe. Yep, that's about 45 minutes to an hour from.
Yeah, I have family that lives in Fairfield, but they live way up in the countryside.
You forget, I used to live in Sacramento, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drive back and forth to the Bay Area all the time from Sacramento. I actually used to drive to San Francisco, but that's a whole nother story. That's something different. So there's no news, no big news.
Not really.
Not just yet, but just the fact that DICE, you know, put it out there based on community feedback. You know, it goes back to what I've said many times before. I mean, this the support for this game, you know, is unbelievable. And it makes me proud of DICE that, you know, they are listening. They are trying to incorporate everything that they possibly can, balance and all that good stuff. So just give it time. You know, Battlefield 4 is still a ways away. So it's not like, you know, because one thing that I keep hearing, like when we play, you know, I there's a lot of cool gamers in our server. You know, one complaint that I always – well, it's not so much a complaint, but it's a concern because they're like – well, yeah, you know, DICE is going to fix this problem, but, you know, by the time they fix this problem, Battlefield 4 is going to be out, so why even bother? And I'm like, because, you know, Battlefield 4 is not coming out till maybe, what,
late
2013?
Next year. Yeah, late
fall of 2013, yeah.
Yeah, you still have, I mean, we just hit fall now. That's a year away. I mean... Your Battlefield 3 is still not dead. You still got two more DLCs that are going to come out. I'm sure that we're going to have new assignments.
Oh, I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, oh, and I just want to say this also, Franchise and Pantera. Do you remember last week when me and Don, we were kind of going back and forth because I said that one of the tanks was a one-seater?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tank, it was after I looked afterwards – that was it. The Gutsin Tantan Yang Tao. That tank has a one-seater, not the other ones.
What about the mobile artillery? The mobile that one that fires at the ground with the big missiles for armor kill?
I love blowing them things up.
Yeah, those things blow up easily, but it has two seats in it, but only one person can ride in it.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I guess not unless you give special permission for the other guy to sit on your lap. But I'm sure Pantera, you would like that.
Would that fall into Pantera's liking of wieners? You know, I had to say it if anybody.
I think everybody said that this past week.
Yeah.
God, you know how many I've got a
more detailed story here, actually, on the nerfing of all these things we're talking about.
Go for it.
I'll read it for you guys.
Thank you.
It says here, although everybody's been enjoying a bit of armor kill action on the games.on.net servers, there's been more than a few cries for the gunship to be nerfed beyond recognition. DICE have heard your pleas and released a server update yesterday that should take care of the issue. Following the patch, gunships will now take even longer to move forward to a new base in the rush mode, upping the delay to 30 seconds from a 15. Similarly, the delay between gunship respawns has also been increased from 90 to 120 seconds in rush mode. And additionally, the initial delay before a gunship spawns into a map has been vastly increased from 15 seconds to a full minute. The patch also reduced the amount of damage the gunships takes from jet cannons as well as stationary and mobile AA cannons, and fixes a number of bugs relating to squad leaders, the MK1A3's flechetta rounds, and squad rush bugs on Sharkey Peninsula. Click here for DICE explanation of why they've made these changes. That's interesting. There's also these little... I never call it the MK1A3. I always just call it the MK3. So that's the full auto... So the MK3 full auto shotgun flechette rounds have been tweaked a little bit in the rush... And squad rush bugs on Sharkey Peninsula.
They probably nerfed them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably did. They nerf everything.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what's funny? I took armored kill maps out because we still have some community members, you know, fans of the show, and they've been gaming with us a lot lately. They still don't have armored kill. So... Well, they don't have premium, so I want everybody to join. I want everybody to have fun. So I took armored kill maps off in the beginning of – actually, it was the last show. I went into the server I don't know if it was the next night. I think it was. And I took armored kill out, so I only had just my favorite Battlefield 3 maps. Shit kind of went downhill a little bit where – we would only have maybe 20 people, sometimes 18 people. It wasn't really like it was before. So yesterday, I put in armor kill back in there, and I just said, fuck it. If you have premium, you have it. If you don't, go get it eventually whenever you can. I understand that financially, you know, everybody's in different boats and stuff. So I put it back in there, and bam. It was full every single time on that server. So I think we're going to stick with Armored Kill because I haven't played it yesterday. And the way how I have it in the rotation where it's a one battlefield map, like we'll start off at Grand Bazaar, then we'll go with an Armored Kill map, then a Battlefield 3 map, so on. And that seems to be very popular. It seems to be what a lot of people like. So that's just going to be on the server full time always.
Well, I mean, the armor kill, they have a new, I guess, a special battlefield that's coming out, right? The one where it's going to be like $70 and it's going to be Battlefield 3 with premium.
Yeah.
Premium. Yeah. You can already download download that on the PlayStation Store.
See, there you go.
Yeah. I have an update on the MK3, what they did. There was a bug, I guess, that made the MK3 have flechette rounds instead of frag rounds in Gunmaster mode for premium members. Non-premium members already had flechette rounds. So, yeah, they. I guess, so it says fixed so that MK1A3 uses flechette rounds instead of frag rounds in Gunmaster mode for premium members. Non-premium members already have flechette rounds. That's what they did to the MK3. I don't know. And apparently there was a bug that says squad rush on Sharkey Peninsula where the user was spawned outside the combat area if they deployed shortly after the first MCOM was destroyed. Weird. That's it.
Okay.
I guess they could do these updates now with the server. That's pretty cool. Where they can fix bugs right from the server without it.
Yeah, where they don't have
putting out a real patch.
Yeah, because those patches are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, it also eats up room on your hard drives. People were complaining about that crap too.
Yeah, well, when Armor Kill came out, there was a huge update, and then there was the Armor Kill DLC. It was almost like 3 gigabytes in total.
True.
That's true. No, I just did that on purpose to see what the hell is going on. You know, I got to be the
Joker. But that's not that big of a deal, though. I mean, is anybody on here upset that when they pass the patch, you know how big it is?
I like having a lot of my games on my PS3, and I have a 250 gigabyte hard drive, and it gets full. I have to trim down my PS3 every now and then, get rid of some stuff for some new stuff that's coming in.
It's like what's that game? Gran Turismo, where that thing sucks up a whole shitload of your hard drive.
Yeah, like 10 gigs.
Oh, 10 gigs, and then plus whatever they put out for patches, plus whatever DLC, plus, you know what I'm saying?
It's a great game, though.
Battlefield is kind of turning into that. You know, where you got, I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing. I'm not complaining, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you're going to fill up your PS3 pretty quick. With these 3 gigabyte, 2 gigabyte, you know, updates. And it's not bad.
That's... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Francesca. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, see, and that's one thing, and a lot of people, this is something that I get a lot of complaints about. I see it on Twitter, and I try to tell everybody. I'm like, they're like, oh, man, my PS3 just froze in the middle of a game. Oh, it keeps freezing on me. It keeps freezing and kicking me and freezing and kicking me. Well, after you download Pantera, you know what I'm going to say, right?
I know what you're going to say.
After you download the patches and so on and so forth, what should you do?
Reboot your PS3.
Rebuild the system database?
Yep, rebuild the system database.
Okay.
There are people who don't do that, and that's when you start experiencing all those problems.
So I don't rebuild the database right after I download a patch, though.
I do it at least once a week. That way it minimizes all that crap. Yeah.
See, I like having my PS3 organized with folders depending on the kind of game or the genre of game. So, but when I rebuild my database, it takes away all my folders and I have to reorganize again. So I try to only do it maybe once a month or so.
I'd say once a week. Depending on how much stuff you add to your PS3 at a time. See, I add stuff all the time. Mine is always downloading this or doing that. So I wait till, like, you know, one of my days off, and I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll go ahead and rebuild it. And then I don't have any problems. But Battlefield is the only one that's affecting. I haven't really had that a problem with any other games. But I think it's because the actual game of Battlefield itself is really complex within the programming and software and everything, to where it's really sensitive. So, I mean, go ahead and rebuild your database and be done with it. You don't have to do it once a week like I do. But, I mean, if you add stuff to your PlayStation, you know, do it every once in a while. That way you don't have all these disconnects, and that's one less crying, bitching, whining thing that you have to read about on Twitter or Facebook or seeing it in forums. Suck the shit up, bitch. God damn. Wah, people wah. Don't listen. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Which brings me to a topic, and it's an interesting one. I like watching. It's funny, when I'm not in the tank and I actually get to, you know, run around, I get to see how sometimes people play. And it just got me thinking this week, and I've been doing a lot of experimenting with this. And I'm going to throw it out to you guys to see what your thoughts are. C4, do you think that it is being used properly or improperly in Battlefield 3? Now, I can only speak of the PS3 version. I don't have a ship box, and I will not play on PC. So I can only – this experience is only coming from PC – or, I'm sorry, from PS3. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it's being used perfectly fine. A lot of people bitch and complain in close quarters about – placing C4 around the flags, and then when you see your flag being taken to the other teams, you detonate it, and it kills 2-3 people. A lot of people freak out about that, but...
Yeah, I killed a whole team like that one time.
Yeah, you got to be cautious around the area, you know, just not... Try not to be in the range or something, or at least throw a grenade.
Throw a grenade
out
there.
There's a little range around the flag, you know, it starts blinking and stuff, and that's
if you
how
get killed. Sitting. What I do is, if you get killed one time by C4 at a flag, it's okay, this is what the team is doing.
Yeah.
And I change it up. Okay, now I know what I'm doing. Now I know what they're doing. I'm going to throw a grenade in that area before I go in there or whatever. Or, you know, just handle it.
And you get points
for
that.
Some people refuse to change how they're going to play. And and then start bitching and complaining. And
I call, the squad is, you know, also green, you know, but, and then I call people Smurfs, whatever, the blue people, the other teammates. I call them Smurfs because they're retarded. Most of them are retarded.
So
some of them are,
saying,
you know,
la,
they know
la,
play.
La, la, la.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb.
And
that's terrible that you would know that.
The only other thing I can see people getting pissed off about is putting C4 on your tank, which is a perfectly good.
That's part of the game. That's what it's there for. You put C4 on tanks, you blow them up.
It's one of the funnest things that
I've actually seen somebody C4 their own tank, right? Like their own teammate's tank. And some dude ran up and tried C4 the tank, and retard didn't know there was C4 already on it. And I seen a teammate blow it up and kill the dude trying to C4 the tank. I thought that was pretty funny. So, but you really don't see that much at all, though. But yeah, C4 in Battlefield is, you know, it's used properly, I guess. So,
I think
it's the one thing that they probably haven't touched with nerfing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really. Why would you want to nerf it anyway?
C4. That would be absolutely useless.
That's like nerfing all the explosives.
I mean,
you nerf it, though, you can count on being the same through and through all the time.
Well, I mean, you already have to. How many bricks of C4 do you have to put on a tank to blow it up?
Like at least. Two? I mean, depends.
You have to put about 4 or 5 on it.
I'll put
it up.
Two to disable it, 3 to kill it. That's what I do. It's always 3.
Like 2 to 3, yeah. I think about 3, yeah. Minimum, probably.
From if I get 2 on there, it's probably just going to disable it. That's
yeah.
But no, I love putting C4 on tanks. It's one of the funnest things to do. It's kind of like being in Metal Gear Solid, where you're like, okay, I'm going to sneak. I'm going to hide. I'm going to wait for this tank to pass me, or I'm going to put it on the road and wait for it to drive over it. It's awesome. It's really fun to use.
If you're trying to chase a tank, and they know and they're backing up and you're trying to put C4 on them, that's such a dumb move.
Yeah.
Because it happened. I blow those guys up all the time. What I started experimenting on this week, and I know that it's not science, and I'm sure that there are so many people that do this. It's just that for me to say that I'm out of the tank now, I mean, a lot of people will be shocked because that's all I'm ever in a lot of the times. Well, mostly this past month, but before that, I go more on foot than tanks, if you can believe that, which I know a lot of yous don't.
I kind of noticed yesterday when we were playing, you weren't as much.
I've always figured somebody else got the tank.
No, I've been telling people, they're like, yo, Disturb, take the tank. And I'm like, nah, yeah, buddy, you take it. I'm going to run this one out. And they're like, what? You're going to what? I'm like, yeah, just take the tank. I don't care. I don't want to – it's just a game. I mean,
yeah,
you know, let everybody have fun. I'm trying not to be a tank whore as much anymore. But what I was doing yesterday, though, on CN Crossing is you – there's like in Battlefield 3, there's all these trends. And if you look closely, you can always tell. Like, for example, CN Crossing, since we're talking – well, since I brought it up. As soon as the map starts, you always notice that when you spawn on the other side of the bridge, what does a typical team do? They go right over that bridge, and what's the first flag that they hit?
B.
Alpha.
No, well, alpha. Yeah, that alpha. And then like
it's always alpha.
The yeah. other tank.
For me, it's always B, but that's just, I don't know.
Then the other team that spawns by Delta with the T-90, what do they always do typically?
C. Nope. C.
They go to
nope.
C.
They go well, the right tank, to Alpha. Oh.
The tank will go to Alpha, yeah. But
so now you guys have to go to C. Yeah. So, and you always have that battle where the Abrams is right by the flag, and then the T-90 is up on the hill, and then you got this back and forth going, right? Okay. Because that is such a typical trend that I've noticed. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but if I have to say, and I'm only being fair, I want to say that at least 50% of the times, that is the path that T-90 always goes, is it comes right down that ramp, makes a right, it passes by C, which would be on your left-hand side, turns that corner, and then it starts going down the hill to Alpha. Okay? What I did yesterday, and I got lucky, because I want to expand, I want to be more, I guess, you know, I guess, lack of a better word, but more, I want to play more rogue, or not so much rogue. I want to be, like, more secretive. Like, I want to be the guy that frustrates the hell out of you to where if I can get you to rage quit, I know I'm doing my job right. So I want to be like real stealthy. There you go. Stealthy. I want to be stealthy. So
sounds like you want to be unpredictable.
Yes, exactly. So I blew up a couple T-90s because I didn't throw – because, again, another typical trend, if you have thermal optics and I – for the life of me – I still don't know how so many people don't know this yet. But if a tank has if a gamer is in a tank, most likely, folks, they are going to have thermal optics. When you have thermal optics, whatever shit you throw on the ground can be seen. C4 or AT mines. You need to start getting more smarter with it because I laugh at you people. Not all of you, just the ones that throw the shit right there and think that nobody can see it. You don't know how many times in games you see guys going with a tank, stopping, blowing shit up in the middle of the street, and then going and then just start owning a section or a part of the match. With C4, not so much AT mines, but C4, you can be very, very, very smart about it. And what I started doing yesterday on CN Crossing was I actually started putting – you know how like some of the rebel from the building is collapsed before you go to the bus right by Charlie where the enemy spawns? And then you have like those two steps that goes up into their, you know, like if you're going to directly go to their, you know, their actual spawn. There's rubble.
Yeah, they're next to the road, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a whole bunch of rubble that has fallen down on the street. So when you drive the tank, it's not like you're driving it dead center of the street. You're kind of like off to the left a little bit. There's enough locations from some of those bigger pieces of the building that's right there in the street that a tank can drive right by. If you put the C4 in a group on one of those pieces, yesterday two times I was able to take out two tanks. And what I did was I went kind of like in the back, sort of like, you know, pulling a Pantera, and I waited there, and I heard the tank coming. And as soon as I saw that the tank was in my vision, I set the charge off. Boom. Completely blew the tank up, because the trend is they try and go to Charlie. Any trends that you can see with C4, you can be very creative, and it even goes back to what Maximus said one time on a pro tip on how C4 should really be used. Put C4 on walls. Don't put it on the ground. Check and see what trends are in the game. Yeah, where does this tank go?
Yeah, just see where most of the traffic is and try to be, you know, like put it on the wall and just – because people run by, right by it and don't even pay attention at all.
And that's the thing. And you bring up a great point, C-Gamer, because when you're in a tank, and I tried this, and I tried this on No Shark Canals, another prime example. You guys bear with me. Okay, if you're Charlie, okay, which up top, there's those two missile depots. Or no, there's – yeah, it's the two missile depots, and the flag sits right next to it, and then you have the van. The frig is it called?
I know you're talking about the Vodnik?
Yeah, the Vodnik.
Yeah.
Right at Charlie. Okay. If you're T-90 coming out of your spawn base, you go up that little ramp, you start capping Charlie, and then you continue to go straight. So, like, you're heading towards, you know, there's, like, that little channel, the little water with the channel, and there's that building, that last building off to your right-hand side. Notice how the fence, and then you have that building – how it kind of channels you right before you hit that little – you cross over the railroad tracks and then you hit the dirt path down and you start heading to Bravo. Notice how that part of the map between the fence and that building that has the fence around it also channels you down to like a little part of the road. Okay, there's shading there. Throw C4 on the wall. What I did was – and I wanted to verify this – was – I threw C4 on there, I got in the tank, and I sort of backed up, and then I went by real fast to see if the – with thermal optics, if the C4 can, you know, be detected. And I got to tell you that with the shade there, it kind of like threw off – I was like, okay, you know what? That doesn't really look like C4. That can come off as like some part of the building. You know, like some kind of electrical system, you know, but don't throw all three C4s in the same spot. Sort of like space it out like 10 meters. As soon as that tank starts coming down and you're in the building, just set that charge off. And because it channels the tank to be so close to that wall where that building is, blow it up every single time. And I think if C4 starts being used like that and not so much as on a flag, you know, you can really, really, really kind of like change the pattern of a game, you know, especially if it's not going in your favor, if the other team has like some pretty good tank guys. If you really start becoming smart with it and don't throw C4 on a, you know, right there in the middle of the road where it could be seen, chances are that you can start changing the way how the direction of a match, the way it's going. Especially if you guys are losing. So, and that's mainly my point, is that Battlefield 3 just allows you to be able to be creative. You know, just don't be so obvious, and that's what I still see to this day. So it's just people thinking a little bit more.
One thing I like to do with mines, I don't use mines too often, but I, like you said – people can see them really easily with thermal optics because just about everybody uses thermal. Placing them on like a downslope or at the top of an upslope where you're going up a ramp, your vehicle, your view is pointed more up.
Okay.
You're viewing things from a higher view. You're not able to see at the bottom as well. And then when they get to the top, they land. The top of the tank just lands right on top of those mines. Or, like, you know that one street on Grand Bazaar where there's little piles of dirt near the broken bus, and you just kind of roll over it every time you go past it? It's not the bridge street that it's the other one on the opposite side of the map. Mm-hmm. Where there's the bus and the vehicles and stuff, and there's little mounds of dirt.
The street going towards there from seeing.
Yeah, the side street.
Place the mines on the opposite side of the mound of dirt so that when they roll over it, they don't see it because it's on the other side of that dirt. Because everybody goes over that little mound of dirt next to the bus on Grand Bazaar when you go over it with the tank. And just placing it in creative spots where they can't see it because it's not in their field of view.
Or you can do, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know the one in canals where, you know, you see tanks drive over the train tracks and go over the edge, you know, to A? You'll see a lot of tanks do that. And you can do that too, I guess. You have to just see where the tank is going to land most of the time, you know?
Yeah, they're just going to drop down.
Yeah, I mean.
Off that thing. Yeah.
Same with C4, but. Yeah, just mostly probably better with mines, though. Just throw it in there and see where the tank's going to land. Because in most of every game you go there on canals, there's going to be at least one tank that does that, you know. Just to, or they'll just camp up there, too, you know, on the train track. So.
Yeah, no, they always drop down from that.
Yeah.
That
train tracks. So.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Disturbed. Mm-hmm. You got any emails for us?
Yeah, buddy.
I want to hear some emails. We had emails, but we didn't get to them last time.
Yeah, and we're kind of still working out the whole, you know, with Battle Club Gaming being our home now and stuff. We're getting all that stuff set up. So just bear with us. We'll be there shortly. Trust us. And BZTP is going to have some street cred soon. Oh, trust me. You guys are going to love what we got coming. All right. First email from none other than your brother, Franchise, my brother, Pantera, your brother, and C Gamer. It's funny that we have you on the show. From your little... You know, little whipping boy that both of you like to do each other. This is from...
El Fago?
From B, Albino.
Yeah.
All right, he goes, yo guys, Albino Massacre here, a.k.a. Baby Oil. Just wanted to throw some...
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that kid. He's got something to say for everything. It's funny.
Yeah, he does.
Just wanted to throw some pro tips, pro violations, and other news out there. Okay, first, I think Battlefield should let you shoot in the water. I mean, you are a Marine, for Christ's sakes. What do y'all think?
That kind of makes... I don't know. That makes no sense to me. But because swimming. I don't get that.
Yeah. If you're swimming, I can see them, you know, not be able to shoot. Yeah, like, okay. I'll tell you, like, one map that sucks. No Shark Canals. If you're spawning from their aircraft carrier, you know, if you get two helicopters and they just totally take out your LAV or your Amtrak and you got to swim away, anybody that's sitting right there by those crates can just shoot you and there isn't shit you can do about it but just blow up with your vehicle. Okay, let's see. Also, you should be able to run and shoot at the same time. You would just aim and click in left joystick. That's easy. Okay, so here's some
Call of Duty stuff there.
Yeah, he's. I think he's got too much Medal of Honor and Call of Duty in the membrane. Okay, so here's some bro violations.
If he wants that, hold on. If he wants that, he can go back to Call of Duty and all that.
Way to go against the grain there, C Gamer. Way to go.
Wow. If you don't like it, get the fuck out, right?
Well, no. The reason why you're doing that is because it's albino.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know.
Anybody else, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, dude.
Wow, all right, you're taking this in the cheeks tonight, buddy.
Well, you know, albino, that's...
He's taking it in the butt cheeks and in his face.
Ooh. I got to tell you, I got to defend my boy albino a little bit more here, because, you know, albino didn't quit KPG or Battlefield 3.
I didn't... Never mind.
Just saying. All right. Okay, so here's some bro violations. Don't throw an ammo box in my face while I'm sniping. That's total douchebaggery.
I do that all the time.
I miss my target and may even get killed. And it's a bro violation to get buck wild crazy, stripping down in your underwears or in your undies, throwing popcorn everywhere when you blow a poppy in his tank.
Wow!
Wow! He really sat back and thought about that one, didn't he?
Oh God!
I think he was. I think I've heard him say, "I blew up Poppy's tank."
Yeah, 4 times in a row. If so, then my bad. LOL. Anyway, here's a pro tip: if there's a tank on the other team whooping that ass, then switch to support or engineer. Get in a helicopter, fly over him, jump out, and you can toss C4. On him or shoot him with rockets on your way, parachuting down. Sounds crazy, but if it works, okay, guys, that's enough. Till next time, love you all.
But then you have to worry about the machine gunner, though. Well, it depends on, you know.
Oh, he's listening to the show.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's listening live. He just tweeted out the link. It says here, he can't spell worth a shit. It's H-E-A-R for here, you dumbass. Not H-E-R-E.
Here, well, he is from Texas, so.
Whoa.
No, I'm joking, franchise.
No, whoa.
I was trying to think what city he's from, so I was about to say city instead of, you know.
He's Texas, Dallas.
No offense towards you, franchise.
Saying,
sounded like that was pretty offensive.
Whoa.
Sounded like you were saying that all
as
Texas
soon as he said
stupid.
Texas, I know.
I think, shit, I think
if
was.
If I'd have been asleep, that would have woke me up. Texas. What?
I think Texans are very smart.
Yeah, I'm just messing with y'all, though.
I don't know. There's a bunch of us that run around here that aren't very smart. Fortunately, right. I'm not one of them.
Just go ahead and, you know.
All right, ready for the next email?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say.
Gamer, do you want to insult a race while you're at it, or no?
Can no, I go no, on? I'm good. You go ahead.
If he was here, I would have shot him in his foot with my shotgun.
Go ahead.
Have y'all seen that movie, what's it called, Pineapple Express, where that dude jumps out the car
and
he shoots that guy in the face like, you just got killed by a Daewoo Lion, motherfucker.
Fuck life.
That would have been
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's so funny.
All right, next email.
Alright, this one is from Sleepya. Also, I guess I'll just say Sleepya. I'm not going to put it, or I'll say this much, E-Dog. It's also another name, E-Dog 4187. Yo, what's up, guys? I have been thinking about getting Battlefield 3 and would love some help learning the ropes. I have been listening to the podcast, and it seems like you guys have a good squad. So I was wondering, can I get down with y'all, and can I get a shout-out? Hit me up. Let me know. Thanks. All right, well, Sleepya, there's your shout-out. I don't know if you're on Twitter or not, but get on Twitter, and we'll definitely put you out there for the community to start following you. And I think now would be the best time to go out and get Battlefield 3, now that we now that since we're talking about it, because you can get the whole premium, like you said earlier today, franchise for how much?
$70.
And you get everything, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's $30 off.
As opposed to us hardcores that we paid, what, $110?
Oh, yeah. Game and premium? Yeah, 60 plus 50.
Yep. So, yeah, now would be the best time to get Battlefield 3.
Exactly.
And you get back to Karkin with that also.
Well, you get it once you get premium. You get everything.
I know, but a lot of people think that – a lot of people forget that you get Karkin with it as well. I don't think it gets counted.
My sentiments exactly.
Yeah.
Get the damn game. That's what we're going to say. Get the damn
game. You get the game, that premium, you get everything.
You know what's funny? That's it. And I shouldn't say this shit.
Go ahead and say it.
I play premium on two different accounts. And I only paid for it once.
Wow.
Did you steal it like he did recently?
No, I did not steal it. I put it on my PlayStation. I paid for it legitimately. You know, I mean, Disturb, you remember because I bought me a PlayStation card and I bought, what's that other clown's name? The fucker who owes me $20.
Zoso.
Yeah, you clown. I'm just kidding, Zoso. Love you, buddy.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I got a little beef going on with Z right now.
Uh-oh. That don't sound good.
Well, I mean, it won't be good if I get to whoop that ass, you know, with, you know, whoever, whatever clan he joins. I would definitely love to whoop that ass.
Oh, he decided not to join KPG?
No, I never had him on there. I never asked for him to go on KPG.
Oh, I thought he asked, you asked him and he said, no, sir.
No, he was, I'm not going to put it out there. Just know that I'm gonna be if all goes planned, I'm gonna be whipping me some Z ass, and I can't wait.
Yeah, and give me back my $20, clown.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what happened on that? like, apparently, you could get premium for free off the store because it was broken or something. That's how he did. He got it.
What?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, he just said he got it for free today, and I was like, how? And he said, oh, didn't you hear the
I heard
store
about
was...
that, I think, but I don't know where it was from, but I heard that. There's something to do with premium for years somewhere. I don't know where it was at, but I heard about it.
So, all I know...
Well, I don't think that's something that we should be putting out there, to tell you the truth, guys.
Hey, yeah. It's free, it's free.
Well, it's fixed now.
Okay, it's fixed, so... Save yourself a lot of time, folks, out there, when you listen to this.
It's already over. So.
It's over.
Yeah. Too late, clown.
And it's too late, and E. Diddy will get – we will find E. Diddy and make sure he pays us for that.
He won't even play the game.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, you know, every time I turn on my PlayStation, there's somebody new that sends me a friend invite. For Battlefield 3, it's really funny.
Yeah, I got the same thing. I think I'm at 100 too, which sucks.
I keep deleting people.
Damn you, Sony. Damn you. 100 people? Are you serious?
Now you can only get 100 on the ship box too.
Man, we should be able to have more people than that.
That's just console gaming. I mean,
do you know how many, like, cool-ass gamers that I have been playing that are fans of the show, that are new, that sent me, and as soon as we jumped on, that sent me friend invites, and as soon as they, you know, I accepted and I joined the server that they jumped on, do you know how many? And now I can't do that because the people that I do have on there, I have like one list that no matter what, they stay on. You know, that's like family. Like, that's my family section. You know, you, Pantera, C-Gamer, Albino, Descend, Steve-O, Butters, Spongy, E. Diddy, like, you know, that crew. And then everything else is pretty much open. But I've really been enjoying so many people that I've been gaming with that I'm like, okay, you guys are playing with me a lot now. I can't delete anybody. So what are we going to do? Like, but that's, we could talk about that some other time. I mean, that's not Battlefield 3 related.
Well, actually, it kind of is, because you want to keep all of the people that you're playing with. I mean, like, if you're on PC, Pantera, you play it on PC. Is your friends list limitless?
Yeah, pretty much. Because,
I think it has to do with the server.
It just has Battlelog as your friends list.
Oh, you're good then if you play it on PC.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck it, I'm throwing my PS3 away and I'm getting a PC. Oh, I'm on the PC right now. I can't go get one. Clown!
I haven't played in a long time on PC. I'm not very good at it.
Oh, man, I wish. I'm kicking that clown off my list.
What's changed, Pantera?
I was about to say something, but you went ahead and said it. So it doesn't matter what platform you're on, you're still going to camp. I mean,
come on and play on PC, Disturbed. You will rage quit faster than you did last night.
Oh.
Yeah. I love you, Panther.
What the frig? I can't. What the frig?
You want to know something? When your shit
friggin'
when your shit was acting the way how mine was, you would have done the same exact thing. It was very frustrating.
It was very entertaining. Let me just say that.
No, what was it, Poppy? You remember that one night we were playing? It's a few weeks ago. We were playing, and it's like we were in a match, and we're just going and going and going, and all of a sudden I fucking disappeared. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you know what? I do remember that.
The same shit. I keep getting disconnects. Like, I'll get a disconnect, or it'll say, oh, you have been signed out of the EA Online. And I'll be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I think that was more, though. I think last night was more my connection than anything. Because I kept asking, like, I asked Pantera. I asked a bunch of people if they were having any problems. I asked Drew, you know, you having any problems? Like, a couple times they got in the tank, you know, with me, and I'm like, oh, well, shit, here we go again, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you guys seeing this right now, what I'm seeing? And they're like, no, everything's cool. So I think it was just on my end is what I think.
Yeah, I wasn't lagging at all.
So. Okay, so it was my service. And because even today I went on speed on my phone. I used SpeedNet to test my speeds, and my blast is way up there. I'm at 16 and 16, which is more than enough to run Battlefield 3. So they probably had something to do with the storm yesterday that we had that rolled through, is what I'm thinking. And because that's the only time on Battlefield 3. Have any of you guys ever heard me rage like that because of my connection?
That was
the first time that this shit ever happened to me.
It's like I said, there's something going on with the cable internet companies right now.
Are you on Comcast or the other one over there?
Comcast. And the thing is that I thought that I was blaming my wife for everything because of the freaking iPhones, the iPad, the laptop that always seems to get left on, and then right before I get on Battlefield 3, I'm walking around my house, disable, 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 and it's just like, I got to go through all this shit. The good thing is that at the bottom of my my wireless router, I have a button to turn off and on the Wi-Fi, and I even turned that off and still was having problems.
Well, Comcast has an issue where it's like they have these highs and lows, like these peak hours where it seemed like when more people in your area are using Comcast and the internet or whatever, it tends to clog up,
mm-hmm.
like the lines in your area.
Yeah, because
that's why I switched off of Comcast, because it would go fast and then slow and fast and slow. I got so sick of it.
Yeah.
Now I have AT&T and it's fast all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Let me. Any other thought from anybody? You want me to go on to the next email?
Yeah, go on to the next email.
All right. This one is from our boy, everybody's boy, Steve-O.
I don't like that guy. I'm just kidding, Steve-O.
He's a real asshole.
Whoa.
No, I'm joking.
Steve-O's going to tweet. Hey, Steve-O, send angry tweets his way.
Funny. Steve-O's cool, though.
He's
cool.
Funny ones. All right. And, you know, apologies for not getting to these emails when you guys send it out. Like I said, with the whole, you know, Battle Club Gaming thing now that we got going on and all the stuff that we got going on in the background to, you know, make this show a lot better than what it always has. We're really going to – things are going to get real great around here. Trust us on that. Some may like it. Some may not. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Not everybody's going to like
– Well, I mean, and everybody who's on, you know, the PlayStationShow.com, everybody jump over to BattleClubGaming.com and register, get in the forums. On Battlelog, we have, you know, Poppy, what's the thing on Battlelog? I know this is a little early to be announcing this, but I want to say it more than once. That way people know exactly what's going on with where we are, what we're doing, how to find us.
Yeah. When you go on Battlelog, just search our clan, BZT Podcast. You'll see me on there. You'll see Franchise on there. Pantera, you still have yet to accept the request from you, sir.
What?
Highly recommend that you get on that because you still have not accepted the invite.
I have joined BZTP clan.
No, you're not. I checked earlier today. You were not. You're still not on there.
Let me look.
You look.
I'm going to.
So when you right above our name or our clan, you'll see official server or official website, I think it is. Click on the tab, and that's going to directly send you to BattleClubGaming.com, which is our home.
He's not on there, so.
Thank you.
Wow, he just got outed.
Thank you.
I am now on there. Check it.
Now. Well, you want to know?
What kind of podcast is this you're not even part of?
Wait a minute, C-Gamer. Let me fix what. You know what? You're going to wait a long time now, Mr. Pantera.
I don't go on Battlelog very often.
No, that is true. I'm containing myself.
Wow, I haven't been on Battlelog in 2 weeks. That's crazy.
When's the last time I've been on Battlelog?
I'm in Battlefield, and I'm a hell of them, so, yeah.
All right, so when you go on there, like Franchise was trying to explain, it will directly take you to BattleClubGaming.com, which is our new home. You will also see a tab for BZTP, you know, and all the good stuff that we're going to have on there.
That's not saying, you know, just completely ditch the PlayStationShow.com. We still do work over there. We're still affiliated and we're still there. It's just, you know, this is the easiest way to clan up with us. And because our clan is, I mean, actually, I don't know what the Battlelog says, but by what I get for a friend request all the time, I think our clan's getting pretty big.
Mm-hmm. But not everybody goes on Battlelog, though.
Right.
I can tell you that most of my traffic is with, you know, with PSN. That's where most of my interaction is. Well, that and Twitter, I would say.
Yeah, Twitter's heaven sent. Except for when it gets hacked.
Too. I mean, the whole community, Battle Club Gaming, the PlayStation Show, everybody. I mean, if you really want to get to know us, go on Twitter, search out BZTP or BZT Podcast, and you'll find us, and then you'll see the links for our three names, at Franchise254, at PanteraDown2, and at Disturb_Poppy. And then from there, you'll see SpongeBobby's Descent, Fresco Camco. That's a cool ass. I love saying that. Fresco Camco. Steve-O.
That sounds like a name of a soda when you say that.
Yeah.
I'm saying
calling him a Fresca?
Oh, wow. God, here he goes. I'm just saying the way God damn it. Shut up. God damn. I was just saying the way Disturbed said it a minute ago. Sounded like he was. He's like, I'm going to have me a Fresco Camco, man. I'm thirsty as hell.
What is that show, The Jigs of Hazzard, cop, Roscoe? Sounds just like that in a way.
No.
The way he says it. I'm not saying.
No. But just because they were from Hazzard County, Alabama.
Actually, that's Georgia. So
there is no such thing as a Hazzard County anyway.
Whatever. It was based in Georgia.
It was based in. Shut up. What the fuck. Get the hell out of here.
Shut up and continue with your email.
Read the email, sir.
All right, finally. Sorry, I
slapped this dude with a fucking wet noodle.
Hey. All right, this is from our boy, everybody's boy, Steve-O. Hey, guys, my problem is not getting enough time to myself to play Battlefield 3. Between work and family, I'll be lucky to get 3 to 5 hours in a good week. How do you guys balance family time and BF3? I'm going to go last.
Well, let's see. My family's in Georgia. I mean, not Georgia. You dick face. Saying Georgia. My family's in Germany, so I don't see my family. So I talk to them early in the morning, like when I'm on my way to work on the cell phone, you know, text and FaceTime and all that. So that leaves my evenings free to do whatever the hell I want to. So I get off work at 3:30, get home by 4:30, and after that it's gaming. Until I get ready to go to bed or I'm on the computer or podcasting or whatever. So, Pantera. Oh, God.
You know, I'm still like newlyweds with my wife, so we're
You scared
we're still,
me.
What?
You scared me. You said, you scared me.
What?
Nothing, wiener boy. Just
what are you talking about?
Just keep going, Wiener Boy.
What are you blabbering about?
Just go, Wiener Boy. Just go.
I don't have kids. And, you know, me and my wife just do our thing. She reads or, you know, watches a movie or something. And I'm playing my video games. We're talking in between and stuff like that. There's not really much in my way of video games. And I have my work, but it's, you know, it's kind of part-time, so sometimes, some days I don't work, some days I do. Depends on if they call me. It's on call. My work is on call, so it's a little different than most people's. But,
Wow.
You see that tweet?
Wow, Steve-O. Yeah. Hit Twitter. Wow.
Listen to VZT Podcast. You can have hosts say they don't like you and be called an ass.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't even count as a host, though.
Huh? Yeah, see? So I'm a guest.
You know what he meant.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to be so freaking, like, so
offended. Yeah, correct people all the time.
Everything.
I got to be so
wait,
what?
Wait. Steve-O like just asked me a question. Steve-O says, should he ship his wife and daughter to Germany? I would say,
wow.
I would say yes. And they can go live with my ex-wife and my daughters and my stepson. She would have a good time. She's about what? My girls are 6 and 7, so, you know, she'd be in good company. She'd be spoiled, for sure.
Are they going to visit you in the States anytime soon?
We're getting to that. Everything with us is pretty cool right now, so, shout out to Tina.
Do they listen to your podcast?
No.
No.
My kids don't have the attention span to sit still enough to listen to this.
Uh-huh.
That'd be
or
like,
hear one of the hosts say that they love wieners. That's not something I want my kids hearing.
I don't want my kids saying anything about wieners. And they come to me and say, Dad, we like
Pantera, I'm messing with you,
Kyle. Dad, we like wieners. I'm gonna be like, those better be Oscar Mayer.
Hebrew National.
Or ballpark.
Hebrew Nationals.
Oh.
I like my kosher wiener.
My God.
Oh boy, we
wiener.
Okay, that's a okay. Okay, he's done it to himself. Okay, Disturb, go ahead. We'll let Disturb go ahead and answer this part of the question. I think we need to put Pantera on his fucking medication.
Work in the daytime. Obviously, I'm on the East Coast. If a lot of you don't know, I'm on the East Coast. So I get home like around 6 because I commute back and forth to, Stinkadelphia. Get home like around 6, then do my family stuff. Now, we're a little, not strict, but me and wifey like to get the kids in bed by like 9-ish. And when her and the kids go to bed like around that time, that leaves me. Now, I like to stay up late as hell, typically 12:30, 1 o'clock before I finally get to bed. So from like 9-ish, unless, you know, me and, you know, and the Stir Poppy, you know, aren't playing video games or something. you know, as our time, you know, then it's Battlefield 3 from that time until it's done. Cause
come on, man. You go play a different version of Battlefield 3 with Mrs. Disturbed Poppy over there. I've heard about it.
Yeah, you are right about that.
You guys role play Battlefield 3?
No.
Oh, God. No. Here, leave it to the peanut gallery, I tell you. Jesus.
Now, let's just say that, you know, things are very, we got a healthy, very, very, very healthy, you know, whatever in that department.
We get it.
And then it's Battlefield 3 from that moment on. I mean, you know, the one thing that I don't like is I don't like going to work, coming home, helping my wife out with everything, getting in my shower, and then going to bed. And using I worked all day today as an excuse to not have a life for myself. Because when I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Are you serious? This is my life now. I go to work, and now I'm too damn tired once I get everything done and I help my wife out, and everybody goes to bed, and I go to bed that early. No, fuck that. I'm going to watch football. I want to watch hockey. I want to pawn noobs, you know, online. I want to kick ass on the battlefield. I mean, I need to do stuff, and you only live once. Live it to the fullest, and that's my way of living it to the fullest, staying up so damn late and playing. You know, I see how my dad is. My dad works all day, and he comes home, and he relaxes for a little bit. You know, when we were still – obviously when I was still living with my parents, he gets his shower or whatever, and then he goes to bed, and then he's got to wake up and go to the pizzeria again. And that's his life. And I'm like, what? That's boring. Fuck that. I've already trained my body to be in this process of staying up so damn late. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to play on Battlefield as much as I can, when I can, however I can. Battlefield 3 is – oh, well, I'll put it to you this way. I'll put it to you how much Battlefield 3 has taken over. I had 4 other games. Last week I went to GameStop and I traded everything in. I'm down to 1 game left. Battlefield 3, I traded in Batman Arkham City that I was only 3% in. Freaking, I had the God of War combo that was remastered in Blu-ray that were the PSP games. Yeah, Gran Turismo 5. I got rid of everything. The games were sitting in my bag, and I don't have time. I don't want to play anything else but Battlefield 3. I can't. I'm too into the stats. I'm too into what's going on. I don't have time to play any of that other stuff. And you want to know something? I don't regret it at all. If anything, when I went to GameStop and I traded it in, you have no idea. When I got back in the truck with my oldest son, because he downloaded a Pokemon for his 3DS or his 3D. Or no, is it the 3DS or was it for his DSi? for one of his games. You know how sometimes GameStop every now and then they have like where if you take your DS in there, they let you download like a Pokemon character. Well, that day he wanted to go because he saw a commercial for it and he wanted that part of his collection. I don't know anything about Pokemon, but so I was like,
well,
you know,
I'm sure you do since your kid likes it.
I was gonna say Pantera would probably be the resident expert on Pokemon.
No, I hate Pokemon. I never play that stuff.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
You were just selling it on eBay yesterday. What the hell are you talking about?
What Pokemon?
You must let him finish. Let him finish. Game. Let him finish, Pokemon Master.
So I just went in there and I just
Pokemon clown.
I just put everything in, and I got to tell you, the minute I got back in the truck, it was such a relief for me knowing that I didn't have to. The fact it's weird, I can't explain it. Just the fact that I didn't have to go back to those games made me feel so much more better. To tell
you're
you
a
truth.
Weird gamer.
Well, no, I'm just one dimensional. Why do I have to be weird, wiener boy?
One dimensional is pretty weird.
The Pokemon Master Wiener Boy.
Yeah. Don't take butt cheeks there, Pantera. Leave me alone. Get out of here.
I'm trying to tell him he should play Borderlands 2.
Tell him again, Disturbed.
I think you should play Borderlands 2. I think it's fantastic.
No, tell him again, Disturbed.
Clown.
Ass clown.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Borderlands on this show, okay? This is Battlefield 3, sir.
Yeah, I just saw somebody pop up on my PC. Such and such is playing Borderlands 2. Get out of here, clown. Get off my friends list. Nobody want to know that shit.
Oh, shit. So that's pretty much it. I mean, we're definitely going to have some news coming soon. Very soon.
I got very soon, good man. Shit.
We got
man.
Some pretty good shit coming, so not going to dive into it too much. Oh, I did. I'm going to put this out there because I know that I ripped it last week or 2 weeks ago on the last show. M416. Yes, I did have my little pink bunny suit on, and I did try playing that using that gun. I used it for probably maybe 3 maps in a row.
What gun is this?
The M416. M416? Is that what it is?
Oh, that's M416.
The engineer gun, right?
Assault rifle.
Yeah, remember how last week or 2 weeks ago I said how that's a bitch gun. You know, yeah. It's easy to use. Well, I was only joking too. I mean, guys, nobody takes seriously what I'm saying. I wanted to give it a try a little bit more. And play with it more than what I did previously. But I got to tell you, it did not feel good. It's not a gun that I'll put it to this way. ACW, is that what it is? ACWR?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I much use the ACWR than the M416 any day.
What did you use a foregrip on it or underslung?
I just had just the underslug.
Can I say one thing before you finish? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
All right, brother.
But I never want to hear Pantera say foregrip or underslung again.
I can't be on this podcast anymore then.
No, you could be on the podcast. Just don't use those two. It's an underslug, not an underslung. Because that sounded like you were talking about wings.
Underslug?
Yeah.
It's not underslug.
And then he said foregrip, so.
Yeah, just say foregrip and then just say, like, or did you use that other attachment?
You know what? F you guys. You guys are douchebags.
You know,
I don't.
Whoa.
Underslug. I'm on Battlelog right now. I'm pretty sure it's not called an underslug.
Oh, wow.
Underslung.
Oh, God. Here he goes.
whatever.
UNDERSLUNG.
Wow, he can spell.
I'm reading. He's reading it. He's reading it from the website. Okay. I'm reading the letters. Right.
Okay, so
right
let the start finish. We're done with that.
Foregrip.
Go foregrip yourself. Okay, start.
Yeah, I didn't use any of those attachments, Pantera, because, I mean, it didn't need any of that stuff to begin with.
I use a reflex, underslung, and laser sight. It works great.
I thought the gun was too. It's not for me. I couldn't. I don't know what the whole. I can't use it. I went back to the AEK.
What about the KH 2002? Have you tried that yet?
No, I did try it. It's not my.
That's a bitch gun.
It's not my. You know, a lot of these guns, the fire rate is slow.
Yeah,
it's
got a powerful bullet though.
Yeah, but I can use my shotgun and it reloads fast, and that's the Spaz 12, and I can get more shots out of it than the freaking.
No, you can't.
And the KH the first weapon, right?
What kind of bullshit are you spitting out there?
Bullshit.
You can't pump a shotgun, dude.
If you know how to use the fucking shotgun right, you can pump a shotgun.
I can pump a shotgun. Okay.
You pump wieners. Clown.
Pump a shotguns.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. I know that a lot of guys like to use that gun. I don't see it.
I've used the KH a couple times.
Maybe it's just because I'm just so used to using the MTAR and the AEK and the L86. I think I'm just so comfortable with those guns now. I can't use anything else. I don't want to use anything else because whenever I try it, I mean, I give it a try. I try and see what the whole, you know, hoopla is and why everybody's all going crazy either for or against it, that, you know, DICE has to nerf it. But I gave it an open mind. I gave it about 3 maps, tried it out, and I was just like, this isn't for me. I'm slower when I shoot it because of the fire rate, and I would switch right back to my AEK when I, you know, finished the 3 maps, and it was down, kill. And I'm like, man, this is beast mode right here. Fuck that gun. Yeah, I'll go up against anybody with the, you know, with the M416 bunny suit pink any day of the week. And I'll just take you out so many times.
Just call it the Pantera gun.
The KH-2002 is awesome. I think you should try that one a little bit more.
Slow fire rate, dude.
It has an 800 rounds per minute. 800 is still pretty powerful for a powerful bullet that it has.
Yeah, but I'll get shots off quicker, guaranteed.
More accurate, though.
What's the damage?
Man,
I don't have the damage here on the battle log.
Look up Pantera's favorite gun. It's a T-shirt gun. You know the ones they use at the basketball games?
T-shirt gun.
You clown.
The little cannon they use to shoot out shirts.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Give him
a clue. Here, thank you, C Gamer. Sure. You just earned your Milky Way for the night.
Yeah.
The KH-2002 with the foregrip and the heavy barrel is awesome. And then whatever sight you like. It's an accurate gun, just like the AN-94 was in Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's that proper replacement. I really think so.
Yeah, your recoil isn't that bad. You're 0.2 vertical, 0.4 sway to the left, and 0.4 sway to the right. And your damage per bullet is 25%.
It's pretty decent.
Maximum range is 945 meters. Your full reload is 3.40, and your part reload is 2.90.
And Pantera, we don't want to know about your reload.
my reload for at least 15 minutes. Okay.
Shit. Wow.
This show is crazy. Wow. Oh, man. Wow. How's this for being disconnected, you clowns?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Pantera, help me out on this. I'm going to let's go into our gun segment real quick. I know that we had SpongeBobby's wanted me to talk about this gun, the Scar-L. Rate of fire 620. Your mag size is 30. Your reload full is 3.0 seconds. Your reload part is 2.35. Your vertical recoil is 0.2. Now, this is where it gets nuts. Your sway to the left is 0.23. Your sway to the right is 0.23. Your damage is per bullet 25% at 10 meters. Well, up to 10 meters. And then you drop down to 18.4% at 50 meters.
I'm not a fan of this gun at all.
Neither am I.
620 rate of fire? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's really slow.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into this gun. I think I like the Scar-H better because it has a really powerful bullet damage. And it just, I don't see the upside to this gun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to use it and I try to look into it every now and then because I want to unlock everything, but I don't stay on it very long because I don't like it. Does he like the gun a lot?
I think SpongeBobby's just wanted us to talk about it so that we can just fill up a little bit more content, because prior to yesterday, I haven't really seen SpongeBobby's on Battlefield 3 for like months. So I don't think he even knows what I'm talking about.
I don't see the upside to this gun, really. What's its damage per bullet?
20. I'm sorry. Let me go back to it. And then I'm going to talk about a couple sniper rifles from Derek, because I know that he wanted us to talk about it real quick. Real quick. What did you ask again? 25%.
25%?
Yeah. Up to 10 meters.
Well, that's the same as the KH-2002. I'm just going to say that because you told me that recently, just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go with the Scar-L if, you know, the KH-2002, let's use that as an example, has a higher rate of fire, doesn't have very much muzzle climb or sway left or right? There's better guns than the Scar-L.
The KH is burst round, right?
Yes.
Like two? Yeah. Three or two? I think.
It's three bursts, I believe.
Yeah. I haven't used it in a while, but I've used it before, though. It's not a bad gun.
I like its accuracy, and I just don't see the upside to the Scar-L. 620 rate of fire and that kind of damage. It's all right, but it's not going to be as accurate as the KH-2002 is, or what is a comparable gun to the let's just throw out the where's the M416 or the M16, A3 that has an 800 bullet per round, same bullet size as the Scar-L.
So it's just basically rate of fire.
Yeah, why would you use the Scar-L? Any match, you're pretty much going to lose against somebody else you're shooting at.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't the Scar-L at one point, overpowered?
I don't know.
Way back when it first came out, when Battlefield 3 first came out? Yep. Wasn't there something going around?
Scar-L was close quarters gun.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so it's the Scar. It's the other one. Yeah, the Scar H was came out with Battlefield 3. Didn't? Am I correct in that? That at one point that gun was overpowered.
I don't know. Tell me how. I like the gun nose. I like that one way better than the L though.
If you kill me, if to this day you use a Scar and you kill me with it, I'm just gonna bitch slap myself for allowing myself to get killed by that gun.
I mean, the AAK with a 900 rate of fire.
Yeah, there's no reason why you should kill me.
Yeah. I don't see the point to this gun. What about the G3A3? Didn't you just get that recently?
No, because you quit on me.
Oh, I thought you had gotten it.
No. Wait. I'm mistaken with the co-op mission. What's that gun? The last one. G3A3.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we didn't finish the co-op. Just so everybody knows what the hell we're talking about, I've never played any of my games back when I had that other shitty game, which I got to tell you, I cannot watch a YouTube video of anything Modern Warfare. I want to kill myself. I want to get my eyeballs and rip them out of my fucking eyes or out of my head whenever I see a freaking Modern Warfare YouTube, which is why I'm so glad I unfollowed or I unsubscribed to some baby cry, some baby's channels there. It is the most – that game is wretched. It is disgusting. How dare you? How dare me pay for that fucking piece of shit?
I got rid of it, actually, and a friend gave me a copy since his PlayStation went down. So
I would have sent it right back to him.
I don't know.
No, I would have times, but I would have traded it in and got something else like Hannah Montana or something.
I do want to trade it in, but I don't want to do that since he gave it to me, so.
But what you were going to say, Disturbed, was that we were playing co-op.
Yeah, and recently. I've never, ever played co-op missions on
games. I had to coax him into it too. I'd be like, come on, Disturbed, this is gonna be awesome. You'll get some guns. I had to sweeten it up. Dude, it's gonna be cool. You'll get these guns real fast.
So you're gonna help me get my last three missions?
I'll help you.
See, gamer, I would like that.
I'm not too good at the co-op.
I know all the mission stuff, so.
Especially the bullseye trophy. I can't do that.
That one's a pain, yeah.
It's a bitch.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to go back to that again because it sucks.
I've helped like 3 or 4 people with it after I got
it. But I probably can. I mean, it's pretty fresh in my mind. I just did the bullseye trophy pretty recently.
So what missions do you need, though, Franchise?
I think I got about 3 of them in. I think I need a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'll help you.
We'll go back and look. I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah, we still have to play Resistance, me and you, so. Resistance 3.
Oh, yeah. But we can't talk about that on this show. This is Battlefield
Zero Tolerance.
Oh, yeah,
it's not Battlefield related, so.
This is Battlefield Zero Tolerance. We got to keep it Battlefield.
Yeah, sorry, there are some other gamers on this podcast that play other games.
Yeah.
Not on this show.
Just the
after show, probably.
I can only concentrate on one game and one game only. I don't have time for anything else.
That's how I got burned out in the first place on Call of Duty.
I don't get burned out on the game.
Just playing Call of Duty 4 when that came out. I just played that like nonstop. And that got boring real quick. So
I don't know how you guys can get burned out on one game.
I don't know.
You need some other flavors.
You need variety, man. I mean,
like Baskin Robbins.
Trust me, I get plenty of flavors, cuz. Don't worry about that.
Whoa.
I
don't want to hear nobody over here getting in trouble tomorrow for that comment. That was a comment. He doesn't get other flavors. He just
we don't need to explain it to them.
I can't even clean it up. I can't clean
exactly.
It up.
We know what I was talking about.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Is it, hey, Disturbed, I just got one question. Is it safe to say Franchise is back?
It is safe to say that Franchise is back.
Okay, because
you know, it's going to be great to see him on the battlefield tomorrow.
Well, it's kind of funny because I've been getting some stuff saying, "Ah, man, you've been like really disconnected."
I'll join y'all too. I'll try to play the battlefield. Try to get back to it. I was in a couple of days ago. Remember, Stranger's only a couple of games though. Remember?
Yeah, but hey, at least you got on.
Yeah, I'm trying to play other stuff, but you know, I'm trying to come back to that. I guess. Just played a couple games a night or every other night or something.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah, and just, you guys, you know, please join our server. Send me a message. Just let me know, hey, Disturb, you know, I'm a fan of the show. You know, even if I can't get anybody on my friends list anymore, just... You know, just send me a message saying, "Hey, Disturb, what's up? You know, I'm here." Just so that I'm not going to kick you on our server. Just have fun. Don't be a dickhead. Respect everyone.
Rock the BZTP clan tag so then we don't kick you.
Oh, yeah, or you could do that too, and we'll know right away.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to let us know.
Yep.
Because, yeah, my friends list is full, but I always try to scroll down to the bottom and kick somebody who hasn't been on in months. And try
to fill it up. My limit is 2 months. And I'm approaching, I think there's five people on there. That's pretty much, they're almost there. The minute they reach 2 months, you're out.
Yeah.
Booting you. So I'll have room.
So a good tip is go, 50-something days.
Whoa. We don't talk about that here.
No, what I'm saying is like just go almost 2 months and then get online and then play one game and then get off for another 2 months almost and keep you on lists like that.
Don't listen to this gamer for sure. All right, well I'm pretty good to go.
Can I just say to everybody, I recently started our Extra Life page for the Battlefield Zero Tolerance.
You beat me to the punch.
Me and Franchise have teamed up. You can also team up with us on the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast team at the Extra Life. Well, it's extra-life.org. You can go there, search the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast, join our team, and promote the team yourself on your Twitter, Facebook, and get people to donate to the Children's Hospital of Oakland and play video games with us for 24 hours to raise money for this great cause that I've done. This is my third year going. This will be my third year doing this, and I have a great time doing it. Franchise is going to join me this year for the whole 24 hours, and we're going to have a great time on October 20th helping out some unfortunate children who come down with these really terrible diseases. And what the charity does is bring these kids who spend so much time in hospitals video games. So, you know, they can have some fun instead of having these, you know, these days of medication and feeling sick all the time, you know, to make them feel better, have some games and have some fun. So come out and support us. Join the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast team.
And you can even
let's raise some money for kids.
You can even game with us because I'm going to play a good chunk of Battlefield during Extra Life.
That's yeah, for
why,
sure.
That's kind of why I'm not burning myself on it, you know, right now. It's more or less let's do this for the kids to so come out, donate, you know, play with us, have some fun, and who knows, we might even get Disturbed Poppy in there somewhere.
Head over to, I know E. Diddy put a post on the PlayStationShow.com about Extra Life. I believe it's up there. I think if you click on the blog tab on the left-hand side of the PlayStationShow.com, and it's the first story on the top of that page. and come out and hang out with us. If you want to donate, any amount of money is cool with me, $1, $5, whatever you can. I'd appreciate it.
Did we ever figure out who that $40 thing was from? How many
$40? A really cool person donated $40. His name is Simon Heath, and I have no idea who this person is.
But
so
it said he donated it to me. I don't know a Simon Heath.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know.
It's part of the fans that we're getting, man. I mean, I hate the fact that now when we do shout-outs, I can't – it's hard for me to say everybody now because we game with so many people. So it's got he's got to be a fan of the show, and God bless you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, for real. We appreciate it.
I mean, that's a smile that man, you know, and his heart, you know, his generous heart will bring, you know, be able to bring a smile to a little kid, a little kid's face, and that's what this is all about, man.
Yeah, we're currently up to $82, and that took like a couple of days, like a day and a half, honestly.
Well, you got my donation coming soon, so that's coming.
Well, I'd like to throw a shout out to Cameron Dunham, Fresco Camco.
He donated.
Me and Franchise both donated to each other. He donated $5. I donated $5 to him. My lovely wife donated $25. And then the mysterious Simon Heath donated $40, which is really awesome.
Nice. God bless all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just said that.
Whoa. Hey, Disturb, man. Disturb.
Yeah, buddy.
I love you, man.
I love you too, bro. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Disturbed, can we get you to game with us for 24 hours for the kids?
When is it?
Saturday. I'm thinking Saturday morning into Sunday morning.
I will definitely try my best, but you will definitely get a generous donation either way from me. But I will definitely try and donate as much time as I can to this cause.
On October 20th.
Hey, that's October all 20th. I ask, brother. You just, you know, do what you can do.
Hey, which hospital are y'all supporting?
I'm supporting an Oakland Children's Hospital. I think Franchise is supporting
Scott and White.
A Houston one?
No, it's Scott and White Children's Hospital here in Central Texas.
You can join the team and support any hospital you want.
Yeah, I got you.
You'll be under the Battlefield Zero Tolerance team, but you'll choose a hospital for yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing that now, actually.
Which is awesome. And, yeah.
And it's for the kids, guys.
Yeah, all this money, every penny of it goes to the kids.
Yeah, we don't keep any of this. We don't want that money. We want to bring a smile to those little guys' faces.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. So definitely, you know, like I said, God bless you, Pantera, and you, Franchise, for getting this going, getting it started. I'm definitely going to donate soon. On Thursday, you guys will see my donation in there. And
thank you. Join the team, too, Fran, Disturbed.
Wow, we sound that much alike. Join the team, too, Franchise. Franchise, have you called somebody a clown today?
We all do it. We all call each other Pantera when we mean Disturbed. Or
yeah, but I do it because Pantera just said something crazy and it's still stuck in my head.
There was something else I wanted to mention, and now I can't remember what it is. I hate this. Wait. I think I do know. See, this is why I write this shit down on my memo. And what do you know? I mentioned everything that I was supposed to. Use some more canister shells. Went to work on that. I think that's it. Oh, Derek with the sniper rifles. Derek, I promise you, the next show.
Oh, and one more thing about he put up a cool video about how you can knock down trees with ammo packs.
That was pretty funny.
So everybody go out there and search on YouTube for knocking down trees with ammo packs, and it'll bring
you right destroy
up.
Forests in the most inefficient way with ammo packs.
You know what? Speaking of which, too, we got to get Derek to. I understand, you know, everybody's got different lives, but we definitely got to get Derek on playing with us more often, man. He is one of the coolest freaking dudes in the community. You guys got to follow him. New fans, get on Twitter. Follow all of us. We're all on there every single morning. We all talk to each other like a bunch of women with cell phones. And all Twitter just blows up with this community. So just – and he's one of the coolest dudes in the world. He played with me the other day. And I was real happy that he joined. So
I played with him the other day also. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, Derek Gott is one of the coolest dudes you guys will ever – and the interesting conversations, real cool, listens, talks. I mean, it's just great. This community is great. Hey. And like I said – go ahead, Franchise.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was going to say he's a Texan.
I mean, who cares? Texas one day.
Yeah, who cares if he's a Oops. Texan?
They missed that. They didn't even know that.
Derek Gott share a like for the Opie and Anthony show in New York, and they're comedians, and we talk about that all the time.
Yeah,
and
I may be a Texan one day.
You might move to Texas.
Whoa! What?
Disturbed is even bigger in Texas.
What? Yep.
Don't mess with Texas.
There's some chatter about it. You guys one day soon may be seeing Derek Gott, Disturbed, Franchise 254, Albino, and who knows, maybe SpongeBobby's taking a picture one day and putting it out on Twitter with all of us together.
It seems like everybody. I'd say the most community members probably live in Texas, now that you mention it.
Who would want to live in Texas anyways? I mean,
whoa. Dude,
Texas has besides the heat. I mean, what?
I'll put it to this way. Okay. Texas has one of the quickest economies growing in the United States. You know why? Because their politicians get it.
What about that Texas barbecue, too?
Not like the politicians over here in Jersey or in New York or in California. California.
No, they don't get it at all over here.
They don't get it. They steal from whatever. I'm done. All right. I'm done. Great podcast, guys.
Go on some on politics.
All right. Well, this is where we're gonna say shout out to everybody who listens to us. Everybody who's a part of the community, you know, since we can't name everybody, it's really hard to name everybody, but we appreciate all you guys as fans, as community members, as players of God damn it.
What?
I'm going to kick somebody in the fucking nuts.
Did you just segue into a God damn it and then not?
Because somebody was fucking with me while I was doing my. Well, I was trying to be generous to our fans, and you know that deserves a kick in the fucking nuts.
It wasn't me,
Pantera.
What did I do?
Yeah, what did I do?
What did I do? I didn't do nothing.
You fucking Magoo.
You alone.
But seriously, though.
What did you mean to me?
Oh God, here we go. But seriously, though, everybody, man, we appreciate you guys. We really do. And, you know, I look at the numbers, you know, of downloads and stuff, and I'm like, damn, this many people listen to us. So I appreciate you. And, you made a small boy from Texas dream come true. I wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah, but if I go to Texas, we're going to show them how we do over there.
Oh, shit, man. If you go to Texas, it's going to be crazy.
It's
come
over
to Texas. Yeah,
we should all get together in Texas and have some Texas barbecue.
Anytime, man. I got the perfect spot, too. You'll really be impressed.
Maybe next year we can plan to go to that QuakeCon for sure, because I want to go to that.
Hey, no doubt. Who knows? I might be living up that way next year. So I don't plan on leaving this area anymore. I know that. So, but all right. Are we gonna outro now?
Yeah. Just, you know, like you said, franchise. Just thank you to everybody, man.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks for letting me be on the show tonight.
No problem. And just, you know, just we're, like I said, right now, our show is like a meatball sandwich. You know, it's real loose and stuff because we're still trying to get our footing with Battle Club Gaming. Make sure you go on there, register. We're going to have headhunts. Oh, this is the one thing that I wanted to talk about. There is going to be, well, Staccato already put it on Battle Club Gaming. I get asked a lot about, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? You know, I'm not trying to pat myself, you know, in the back. So don't take it that way. I'm just telling you the feedback that I get. I'm pretty deadly in a tank. You know, I'm pretty proud of my infantry vehicle stats. So Staccato came up with a great idea about, you know, having a part of the Battle Club Gaming, having like a little section for YouTube videos that I'm going to be coming out with. I'm going to get a PVR, an HD PVR soon, and I'm going to have something on there that's called Disturbed's Corner, and I'm going to post all kinds of YouTube or video links, I guess, that you'll be able to also check out my own channel that Staccato is going to set up for me. And on there, I'm just going to have, when I'm in the LAV, the BMP, the T-90 Abrams, you're just going to see me just getting surgical with all kinds of shit on there. And
ooh, surgical.
Yeah, I like that word. So you guys will be able to see that. And you also have franchise. He put up the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Your thing on there as well.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, this is how the Hall of Fame is going to go. We're going to start playing with people. And we're going to start seeing people, you know, how they play, what kind of player they are, you know, how they do everything about it, about the game. See how their attitude is and everything. And every show, I'm going to announce somebody who's going to go into that Hall of Fame. You know, it's not going to be any more that knife and shit, you know, where, oh, you got to knife this person, that person, and this person, and then you're going to be in. No, this is more about gameplay and overall attitude. And, you know, if you guys come out and I'm actually in the game with you, you know, PTO, PTO, PTO. I mean, that's all I can say.
So it's going to be, basically, it's going to be a community member of the week or something like that, or?
Kind of, but it's going to be open to anybody.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, like if C-Gamer comes out and he plays and he's doing his damn thing and he's like, you know, the attitude is good and, you know, whatever.
Always. So, always. You know,
so, I mean, that's pretty much how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess that leaves us with time to go home, huh? You guys ready?
That's a great show.
I'm waiting for Penta. I got something to say too.
And then just cut him off. And then...
Wow. Pantera. Thanks, everybody. We love you guys.
Pantera, I love you.
Join the server.
I know. My brother. I love you too.
You're my brother.
Oh, join the server. And,
join the server.
You know, team up.
Y'all
with
jumping
us
on Battlefield?
Battle
or
Club. All right. Howdy.
No, I'm just wondering if y'all playing tonight or not.
Maybe.
I might
jump on there. I'm not sure.
My official return is tomorrow, so here we go.
Yeah. BattleClubGaming.com. The Boom Podcast. Staccato. Y'all Yizzle. Stella King, what up?
Rifle gleaming, switching lanes, two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. Yeah. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in.
let's go. Some will call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up. Another battle in the digits, dismissing all of these disses. My trigger finger is itching. The M98B bipodic with a 12-time scope. Bullet five plastic tanks, passion man hit you in the throat. Watch it choke while the homie Don take your partner's dog tags. Play my position, spot them. Now franchise hitting with that shotgun precision. The squad's finished, respawn for another ass kick. Rifle gleaming, switching lane. Two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. Yeah, they can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go, someone call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up. Check my style, switch it up. P90, rush the door, spray the people laying on the floor. This is a war. Poppy ride through tank, bumping like a wound track. Watch your back. That man got C4, but he bucked by the ice storm. DMA team, snipe you, leave you torn. Name a spawn, beacon, spot radar. We about to charge. Hit the MCOM, loaded up. Enemy showing up. Born chopped the motor down, now it's blowing up. This is squad tactics, moving like a unit. A world oil machine, a battlefield's dream. Points from the spots racking up. Every time my riders intervene, dismantling your team. That's when they thought they had me stellar. Roll up on the scene with them UK cats. But terror went stealth, stuck a knife in your back. Everybody screaming, where's he did? He roll killed you with the Amtrak. How you like that? Rifle gleaming, switching lanes. Two-seaters hating and loving for the same reason. Yeah, they can't leave me, the game needs me. But the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go, someone call for a spawn. And they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up.